Today I want to speak to you about knowing God. Related to it is knowing who God is, because you cannot know someone without knowing something about who he is. On the other hand, you can know everything about a person and still not know the person, because knowing someone involves having a relationship. Scripture exhorts us to know God and to have an intimate and personal relationship with him. I read from John 17:3, "And eternal life is this, to know you, the one true God, and him whom you sent, Yeshua the Messiah." In Philippians 3, verses 10 to 11, "Yes, I gave it all up in order to know him, that is, to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, as I am being conformed to his death, so that somehow I might arrive at being resurrected from the dead." In 1 John 4:8, "Those who do not love do not know God, because God is love." Indeed, Scripture tells us that God is our Heavenly Father, but do we relate to him as a father? A good test is whether we relate to him as we do, or should, to our earthly father. We talk to our earthly father. Do we talk to God? We listen when our earthly father talks back to us. Do we hear God when he talks to us? Ideally, we love our earthly father and mother because they gave birth to us and first loved us. God gave birth to us through his creation. And 1 John 4:19 says, "We ourselves love now because he first loved us." So, do we love God the way that Scripture says we should? Deuteronomy 6:5 commands us to love Adonai your God with all your heart, all your being, and all your resources. Do we do that? John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only and unique Son, so that everyone who trusts in him may have eternal life instead of being utterly destroyed. Do we love God sacrificially the way that God loved us? In John 4:15, Yeshua said, "If you love me, you will keep my commands." Now, some of us try to love God by keeping his commandments, and if we are reasonably successful at it, we may believe that all is fine in our relationship. Well, that is not what the Scripture says we are to do. Notice that John 14:15 says that loving God comes first, and keeping his commandments comes as a result of loving God. If I had written the Scripture, I might have expressed it this way: "If you love me, you will want to keep my commands." But Yeshua didn't consult me on how he should say it, so I will not presume. Anyway, you cannot love God without knowing him. And you cannot know God without knowing who he is. That is, what he's like. So I'll move on from the subject of knowing God and spend the rest of the message on who God is. Now, how do we know who a person is? Is it enough to know his name? Well, suppose I give you a name. Albert DeSalvo. Sounds like a good name. Do you know him? Well, you know his name. But do you know him well enough through his name to want to be friends with him? I think not, because Albert DeSalvo was the Boston Strangler of the 1960s. So knowing someone's name is not enough to say that we know the person. Well, what is enough? Spending time with a person is a good first step in learning about a person, because over time we experience the person in different situations, and that helps to give us a depth of understanding of who the person really is. But we're talking about God here, so do we spend enough time with God in order to experience him personally and know what he is like? That's a question that each of us ought to ask ourselves, and if the answer is no, then we need to do something about it. I think it is important to consider how we can spend time with a God that we cannot see. There are two ways. First, we can converse with God. If we are a believer, we know that he hears us when we speak to him. But what is sometimes more challenging is hearing him when he speaks to us. For those of us that would confess that they rarely hear God or do not hear God at all, I would say that the first step to hearing him is believing that we can. Our ability to know God through conversing with him is a foundational attribute of the new covenant that we read about in Jeremiah verses 32 to 33 in the Hebrew Bible and 33 to 34 in the English Bible. And it says this: "For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Adonai. I will put my Torah within them and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will any of them teach his fellow community member or his brother to know Adonai, for all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest, because I will forgive their wickednesses and remember their sins no more." You'll notice that God says that the new covenant, in the new covenant, that he makes with the Israelites, it will result in everyone who is party to the covenant knowing him as Lord. And that he will achieve it by putting the Torah within each of them and writing it on their hearts. I have no doubt that those who heard Jeremiah prophesy did not have a clear understanding of how God would achieve it, but we now know that it was achieved and is achieved by the Holy Spirit indwelling all who will receive him. For that reason, knowing God in a personal way must involve the Holy Spirit. For without the Holy Spirit, we are out of communication with both Yeshua and the Father, and in other words, out of communication with God. Now, God has graciously provided us with help for our getting to know him, and that help is the Bible that tells us about him. Keep in mind that knowing God, which is the goal, is different from knowing about him. But knowing about him helps us to know him. Here are two scriptures that exhort us to attain knowledge about him. Ephesians 1, verses 16 to 17. "I have not stopped giving thanks for you in my prayers. I keep asking the God of our Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, the glorious Father, to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you will have full knowledge of him." Colossians 1, verses 9 to 10. "Therefore, from the day we heard it, we have not stopped praying for you, asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and the understanding which the scripture gives, so that you may live lives worthy of the Lord and entirely pleasing to him, fruitful in every good work and multiplying in the full knowledge of God." The scriptures I just read exhort us to know who God is, but they do not themselves tell us who he is. Not to worry, because there are a plethora of scriptures that enumerate God's attributes, the sum total of which tells us who he is. There are so many scriptures and so many attributes that all I can do in the time allotted for this message is to list the attributes of God that I have found and cite a scripture that supports each one of them. So let's do it in alphabetical order. There are a lot of them. First, God is a blesser of men. Deuteronomy 7:13-14 says, He will love you, bless you, and increase your numbers. You will also bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, your grain, wine, olive oil, and the young of your cattle and sheep, in the land He swore to your ancestors that He would give you. You will be blessed more than all other peoples. There will not be a sterile male or female among you, and the same with your livestock. Next, God is a comforter. Isaiah 41:13. For I, Adonai, your God, say to you, as I hold your right hand, have no fear, I will help you. God is compassionate. Psalms 103:13. Just as a father has compassion on his children, Adonai has compassion on those who fear him. God is a creator. Genesis 1:27. So God created humankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God is our deliverer and savior. Isaiah 43:11. I am Adonai, and besides me there is no deliverer. God is an encourager. Joshua 1:9. Haven't I ordered you? Be strong, be bold. Don't be afraid or downhearted, because Adonai your God is with you wherever you go. God is eternal. Psalms 93:2. Your throne was established long ago. You have existed forever. Wow. So many descriptions of who God is. Let's continue. God is faithful. Deuteronomy 7:9. From this you can know that Adonai your God is indeed God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and extends grace to those who love him and observe his mitzvot, that is, his commandments, to 1,000 generations. God is the father of Yeshua. From Mark 1:10-11, immediately upon coming up out of the water, he, meaning Yeshua, saw heaven torn open and the scripture descending upon him like a dove. And then a voice came from heaven and said, You are my son, whom I love. I am well pleased with you. Now, God is not only Yeshua's father, but he is our father. In Matthew 23:9, we read, And do not call anyone on earth father, because you have one father, and he is in heaven. God is fearsome. Psalms 111:10. The first and foremost point of wisdom is to the fear of Adonai. All those living by it gain good common sense. His praise stands forever. Here's a really important one. God is a forgiver of sin. Micah, pronounced, I think, Micah, 7:18-19. Who is a God like you, pardoning the sin and overlooking the crimes of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in grace. He will again have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. You will throw all their sins into the depths of the sea. God is a giver of gifts. James 1:17, every good act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father who made the heavenly lights with him, and there is neither variation nor darkness caused by turning. God is glorious. Psalm 19, verse 2, in the English Bible, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The dome of the sky speaks the work of his hands. God is God of all. Jeremiah 32, 27. Look, I am Adonai, the God of every living creature. Is there anything too hard for me? God is good. Psalms 145, 9. Adonai is good to all. His compassion rests on all his creatures. God is gracious. Adonai is gracious in all his ways, full of grace in all he does. God is great. Jeremiah 10:6, there is no one like you, Adonai. You are great, and your name is great and mighty. God is our healer. Psalms 103, verses 2 to 3. Bless Adonai, my soul, and forget none of his benefits. He forgives all your offenses. He heals all your diseases. God is our helper and counselor. In Hebrews 13:6, therefore we say with confidence, Adonai is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can a human being do to me? There are many more. And because of time constraints, I'm going to list the rest of them without their supporting scriptures. But you can get the scriptures from Ohave's website when this message is posted there in a few days. So to save time, here is a list of the rest of the attributes that I found. God is holy. God is immutable, which means unchangeable. God is incomparable. God is invisible. God is jealous. God is judge. God is just. God is kind. God is a lawgiver. God is our leader. God is Lord. God is love. Also, God is loving. God is merciful. God is near. God is omnipotent, meaning all powerful. God is omnipresent. He's present everywhere. God is omniscient, that it means all knowing and wise and seeing. God is one. God is one with Yeshua. God is patient. God is praiseworthy. God is our protector. God is our provider. God is righteous. God is self-existent and self-defining. God is slow to anger. God is sovereign and king. God is a spirit. God is a teacher. God is transcendent, meaning beyond our understanding. God is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is trustworthy. God is truthful. God is vengeful. I'm sure there are others that I didn't find. Well, we've run out of time, but I have provided each of you with a list of the attributes of God I've spoken about by website that you can go to. And if you haven't written the scriptures down, you'll find this message there in a few days. So keep in mind that there are other attributes and many more scriptures than I had time to share. Also keep in mind that not all, but most of the attributes of God in the list are attributes that God wants each of us to possess as well, and that we can possess if we're serious about changing some of our ways and modeling ourselves after Yeshua. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the this list and the desire to speak upon this subject. In the name of Yeshua, amen. And now could the elders come up, please?